Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Joe, the town board has proposed bait and shoot for deer. What was behind the decision to propose this?
We've been approached over the years by a number of residents who have concerns about... both tick-borne illness and deforestation in our community and other car deer accidents. There's obviously health of the herd, things like that, but the primary driver is the tick-borne illnesses and deforestation. We did participate in New York State DEC's DMAP program, which essentially gave us access to unlimited doe permits last season, and we just didn't get enough response. There wasn't enough. We only had three additional doe reported as having been taken, which isn't sufficient to make any sort of dent in the population. The problem with that program is any hunter with any skill at all can get three or four permits as it is. The number of hunters out there that are looking to take five or six deer are few and far between. That's a lot of venison. So that's when we realized we needed to sort of take it to the next level to make a real impact in our deer population.
How much of an issue has the deer population been on the town of Aurora as far as the quality of life?
Well, I mean, the village, I obviously represent the town. The village is part of that, but the village has its own government. Obviously, there's a ridiculous number of deer, to use a technical term, in strolling around the village of East Aurora. We also are at a high population density in the town. Once again, we work with the New York State DEC. The town of Aurora is covered by two WMUs, wildlife management units. The one at the northern end of our town has gone to unlimited doe permits as a result of the deer population. The southern part of our town is just on the cusp of going to that same designation. So those that do this for a living tell us that we are heavily overpopulated on deer, which lead to exactly the issues I mentioned earlier with tick-borne illness, tick transmission, and deforestation.
And you have mentioned that the town of Aurora posted this on social media. You have been asking for input from residents. How much feedback have you received so far?
I'm only monitoring the emails that we asked to come in. Obviously, there's a lot being posted on various social media formats. But as far as the feedback we've gotten, it's what you'd expect, right? I understand this is an emotional issue. We're not fond of doing it. The idea of culling deer isn't on anybody's sort of bucket list. But so I'd say it's been mixed. Those that are responding negatively are, as you would understand, opposed to the killing of any wildlife, any creatures. Those that are responding in favor are telling us stories about themselves and loved ones that have been affected by Lyme disease. which is, seems to be the primary focus. My personal focus is also just as much on the deforestation, but the Lyme disease seems to be a thing that's really hitting home. It's important to note, though, deer do not give ticks Lyme disease and therefore don't transmit Lyme disease, but they do act as a super highway for the ticks to spread throughout our community.
I've read one comment on social media saying that the development of the town may have contributed to the deer not having a place of their own in wooded areas. What's your response to that?
The town hasn't been exactly booming in terms of development. There's been no major development. People live here. Obviously, the village is dense, but the town still remains primarily rural. I don't think it's a development issue. It's really about a lack of predators. Obviously, folks don't want to live around, bobcats, and I don't know if there are ever wolves in our area, but predators like that. So if the deer have no predators, and combined with the mild winters we've been experiencing, there's nothing to sort of naturally cull the deer population. And as you probably know, does typically have twins every year. So you don't have to go very far to realize what kind of population explosion you can have with that kind of situation.
And how long do residents have to give their feedback to you via email?
We left it wide open. When we discussed this, we decided not to put a time limit on feedback. That email address will stay open. It goes to the four of us that are sort of working on this project, two from the town, two from the village. So residents can contact us anytime. No thoughts on shutting that down. But what we will be doing is using all that feedback and sending it on to the DEC as we work collaboratively with them to decide if the bait and shoot is the right program for us. We've already had some meetings. It seems like that's the right move, but nothing has been finally decided at this point.
If you do go with bait and shoot, about how many people will you need to help?
That's an excellent question. I don't think it would be a lot. The DEC certifies hunters through their NWCO, Nuisance Wildlife Control Officials, that's what they're called. And I wouldn't think we need more than a half dozen. The town would have to select some sites, which we haven't done yet, probably do some of the baiting. We'd have to set up some trail cams, but it's not overly labor intensive.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.